Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcasts and join me for the story behind the song.
Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see it's you.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
What? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See the Podcast, Season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Tour set.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS.
Yes.
Yeah. Welcome to another wonderful episode or wonderful bonus episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is too. But disclaimer, this is a comedy fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast though. So if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, I cannot fathom that BTS is real because they are so fucking perfect.
Mm-hmm. Or I might cuss a lot in this episode because the topic is too damn dangerous.
Then you're in the right place. So in today's bonus episode, we are going to talk about BTS airport fashion.
Yay! So it's a topic that we've wanted to cover for a while now, but we haven't gotten the chance to. So we're super excited we get to do it. Thanks again to everyone who voted on social media for the bonus episode topic. I know there were some good contesters, but I'm happy that this one won because BTS fashion is a big deal. So we finally get to talk about it.
Yeah. So before we get into it, we have to thank you guys first for being here and for supporting us. If you're a fan of this show and you want to show your support for us, you can do that by writing a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. Writing reviews is what brought this bonus episode to you. We are now working towards 300 reviews, and when we reach that goal, you will get another bonus episode, which you will get to vote on the topic once again. So send us bonus episode topic submissions, by the way, at our Gmail. And just like put the subject as like bonus episode submission. So that way we can file those all away. And anytime we have a bonus episode come up, we can use that list for you guys to vote from. And if you guys just want to go above and beyond, if you'd like to show us just a little bit more support, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at our PayPal, which is paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Again, your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. Any type of support is incredibly appreciated, so we thank you all. So without any further business talk, let's go ahead and get into it.
All right. Okay, so BTS airport fashion. The way that we kind of structured this episode is we're just going member by member in order of fan chant, because we always think about the fan chant.
Of course.
So we're going to kind of, we have both chosen our favorite airport fashion look of each member. And we are also going to kind of talk about, like, their style in general as we're talking about this amazing look.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so let's go ahead and start. Kayla, you first with okay. Namjoon.
Oh, Namjoon. Okay, so this this outfit is from when he arrived in L.A. on May 14th, 2018, which is my birthday. he arrived wearing this. And just before I even tell you guys, just seeing pictures of this, just seeing this outfit, like, turns me on. He looks way too damn good, like, mm-hmm. iconic. This look is forever burned into my mind, and it is the absolute first thing I think about when I picture him at the airport. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
In this look, again, this is when he arrived in LA. So he is wearing this amazing, like, army green, olive green jacket that is open all the way, and it has 3/4 length sleeves, and it's kind of puffy, but it doesn't have, like, too much mass to it. It's just,
yeah,
but it's, like, it's thick. It's a little thick. Underneath that, he's wearing a white t-shirt, and around his neck, he has, like, a long beaded necklace that goes and hangs down, like, to the middle of his chest.
Yeah, it's like a tropical kind of necklace almost.
Yeah, it has some different colors going on. It has some dark greens and some reds in there too. It's really, it like is a really good accessory with this outfit. On the bottom half, he's wearing some just light wash or medium wash jeans that are kind of ripped in a few places, but not too much. It's not showing any skin. It's just ripped and, like, distressed a little bit. And at the bottom of the jeans, they're cuffed, and then we see that he has on these amazing, like, dark, deep brown leather boots, which complement his hair really well, because at this time, his hair is this, like, amazing medium-toned to deep-toned auburny brown. Like, it is just... Mm. And to top it all off, he's wearing these amazing black sunglasses,
yeah,
like the big square ones. Mm-hmm. He just looks so fucking incredible.
Yeah, like, and he's just shining too. I mean, just radiating happiness. I mean, these pictures of him, he just looks so happy. And that alone is, like, bringing this confidence to his outfit. Also, just have to point out his hair. It's parted to the side and then it's, like, gelled, like, kind of, it's not, I guess, gel to the side, and it just is exposing all his forehead, and he just looks amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was glad you chose this one.
I could not even think of a better one for me, at least, to choose. I absolutely love this outfit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So for my Namjoon airport outfit, I chose the one from May 19th of 2017, and it was when they were heading to Las Vegas to attend the 2017 Billboard Music Awards. And so this was a big deal, this event that they were heading to. And honestly, I feel that this one I chose is kind of different from his normal style, but it also is still kind of his style. But it's just a little more formal and a little less casual, even though there's definitely casual aspects to it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, he just kind of gives off businessman vibes rather than an idol. And I kind of like it.
So, I see that.
Yeah. I think he wanted to impress and look good because he's, like, the leader. And this, I think, was their, you know, they were going to receive top social artists for the first time. So I think he wanted to impress. So in his outfit, which, by the way, when you look at this outfit, you just also have to look at Jin. But he is wearing these, first off, he's wearing dark shades, kind of like the ones that you were describing. Only these ones are a little bit more sleek, a little, I guess, a little fancier to me because the rims of the glasses are a little thinner. But the shirt he's wearing is a button-up dress shirt, and it has vertical stripes on it, and it's like a mint kind of color, but a very light mint, I would say, because the white and mint stripes kind of blend together, and it almost, from a distance, doesn't even look like a striped shirt. Just kind of looks like a very, very light green. But he's got the sleeves rolled up, and they're just above his elbow, so it's, you know, it's giving off that casual but also businessy vibe. And also, his shirt is unbuttoned, like the top button is unbuttoned. And so it's exposing his chest a little bit. And then it's tucked into these khaki pants that cut off right at the ankle. And they're just straight-legged. And, of course, he's got a black belt. And he's got this massive black handbag that just, ugh. Yes. But I will say my utmost favorite part of his outfit is his shoes, because he's wearing like Jesus sandals. And I just think this pairs so well with it. I think it really tames the serious businessman look a little bit and adds his personal style to it. And then he's also, I think, got like a watch or a bracelet on. And his hair is kind of curly. And I think it looks so cute. He just looks amazing in this outfit.
I love the like the business, like professional, and mixed with like the casual elements. Oh, you're right, the sandals totally complete it, totally put it together.
I love the sandals. I think that's what really sold me on this.
Okay, so the next member we're gonna talk about is Jin. And okay, so for this look, I am so soft for this look. So this happened on 4/21/17 at the Incheon Airport, and I did not look up where they were traveling to like you were. I wish I had now, but
no, that's okay.
I don't know. I don't know where he was going, but I love this look because he just looks so cozy. So let me tell you what he was wearing.
Yeah,
he was wearing this giant oversized tan hoodie. And when I'm saying oversized, like it hung down to the middle of his thigh easily. And the front pocket was huge. The hood was like a little bigger than hoods are normally. The sleeves are like really long and baggy and bunched up around his wrists. And then there's even like cinched up like strings that you could use to, I guess, cinch it up a little bit or something, or like some ties on the side, that those are like even really long and hanging down to like past the middle of his shin. It's a huge hoodie, but the color of it is this, like I said, it's tan. It's like this amazing medium beige, and it just looks so beautiful with his skin tone. And really the only part of his skin or like body that you see is his neck.
Oh my God,
face.
His neck. I'm like, his neck. Please talk about his neck.
We have to talk about his neck, because his neck is like so thick and so like, it is the focal, besides his face, it's the focal point of this whole like aesthetic, because his Adam's apple is fucking huge. And I don't know why it is so sexy to me. And like, it looks like you can see his neck muscles like in this picture. It's too much. And then right on top of it.
I don't know if it's like the length of the hoodie, this really long length of this hoodie is somehow giving an illusion of making his neck like twice the length it normally looks like. But it's just sexy. And the Adam's apple, yes, I get it.
Yeah, thank you.
Paired with his lips.
Paired with his, that's what I was going to say. Like right on top of his neck, this beautiful Adam's apple is this amazing, like these amazing lips that are like so pink against the beige everything around him, and like so plump, and the rest of his face is just natural, and he just looks absolutely like Prince fucking Charming.
Why the fuck am I going to cry? What is wrong with me? I didn't take my birth control today.
Oh, God. Emotional Bethany.
He looks amazing.
He looks amazing.
It's bringing me to tears.
By the
and
way,
he's just
like,
wearing a hoodie.
He's wearing the hood up. Yeah. He's just wearing a hoodie and he looks fucking incredible. The hood's up. Underneath, you can kind of see some like black bangs poking through and they're just kind of like piecey. So it just adds to everything. Underneath the hoodie, he's wearing just regular slim fit blue jeans and some white Puma tennis shoes. But like really everything's up top in this outfit. And like, he just looks so cozy. And I just feel like I could snuggle up with him inside of this hoodie. Also, I feel like Jin is really about not giving a shit about what people have to say or like what people want from him. Like he is just going to do what he wants and literally be like, okay, you don't let me. You said no. All right. I'm still going to do it. So I just feel like this outfit kind of shows that because he's just like, I'm not dressing up. I'm just going to be cozy, but maybe it's not that at all, but like
but he still looks very elegant. I mean, he really just looks like a model who decided to throw on a hoodie one day.
But I bet that hoodie is like hundreds of dollars and he's wearing a hoodie. Like
he has a very simple style. He's classic.
He does. He has a classic simple style. I mean, okay, look at these other pictures where it's like zoomed in and his eyes are closed. Like,
I love that. Guys, in our Google Doc, which by the way, this is the prettiest Google Doc we've ever had.
Of all time.
We only did two pictures for each member, but Kayla put four for Jin and it's worth it. These close-ups of him.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Okay, so the outfit that I chose for Jin is from June 8th of 2016. And Jin is very known for loving the color pink and wearing the color pink. And when he does wear the color pink, it's not just one article of clothing. It's typically three or four because it's Jin. But what I just love about it is that pink fucking works for him. I mean, I don't know anyone who looks this good in pink. And I had to go with this style. This just looks incredible on him. So he is wearing, first off, he's got blonde hair. That enough.
The blonde is already, hair.
That's just already contributing so much to this look. But he's wearing a pink hat, like a baseball cap. And he often wears baseball caps to the airport. So that's what I loved about it too. But he's got a large, oversized, very light pink t-shirt on. And it's tucked just in the front into his pants. And he's got a black belt and black skinny jeans that are ripped all the way down. And to top it off, he's got like a black watch, which really sticks out. And then a black backpack that is super low. Like it's hanging really low on his back, which I think just makes it even look more casual. And then the best part of the whole thing, I think, is he's got these perfectly round glasses, black framed glasses. I mean, just complete circles against his face. And I just love it so much because he looks sexy and sophisticated, but also so laid back and boyfriend like. And
so boyfriend like.
The sexiest thing I've ever seen. But he's also daddy. I don't get it.
What I love is like the curve of his glasses and the curve of his cheek. Like it complements really well. And the like the black frames are not too thick. They're just the perfect amount. So it just pops. Like, man, you're right.
Yeah. And there's another picture of him. I should have put it in there, but there's a picture of him where he's smiling. So his little chipmunk cheeks are pressed up against those round glasses and he just looks so adorable.
Cute.
Yeah, but this outfit, I mean, he really just looks so stunning and he really just rocks the color pink. And so I had to choose it.
I love it.
And he looks hot. Oh my God, he's so hot.
He looks so hot. All right.
All right. So next is Min Yoongi, Suga.
Yes. Okay. So for Yoongi, it took me so much deliberation, and it was really hard to find the actual date and location of the look that I ended up going with. And I was teetering back between a few different things, because we know Yoongi, he tends to stay with like a lot of black or other neutral tones, like browns, sometimes doing a pop of color, usually very comfy, but like still looks put together. And I was teetering between like three different looks like that. And then I came across these pictures, which are from June 28th of 2017. And in this in these pictures of this outfit, okay, he is wearing a black long sleeved thin like linen or cotton shirt. Like, it looks very soft, but it's button down, collarless. It just like, it shows a little bit of like neck and chest in the front. And with this black shirt, he's wearing black pants with the shirt tucked in, and these are like fitted like slacks, and like his booty is out.
His booty is popping. It's there.
It's popping. And along with that, you can see this shirt is like so thin, and you can see like his shoulders and like just like his whole body. Okay.
His body really just is accentuated in this outfit.
In this outfit, for sure, like the thin black shirt, like even on the front, you can see like his whole chest, and in like full pictures from the front, you can just see his frame and his build so well. It just looks so good on him. What really, really makes this outfit for me is that it seems like his body is so exposed, like so much more exposed than we normally see it, right? But up top, he's wearing a black face mask that goes all the way up like to the bottom of his eyes, and over that, over his brown hair, he's wearing a black baseball cap down low, so we cannot see his eyes at all. There would be no angle that a picture could take where you could see his eyes. And he has like silver hoop earrings. You know how we love the hoop earrings. And just the final touch on this hat is that it has in the front middle of the bill, it has a skull and crossbones. And it's just like, ultimately this look was just too goddamn sexy to pass up. Like,
yeah, I'm glad you chose it. That's an interesting observation with how his entire face is hidden beneath the mask and the lid of the cap. But then in contrast to that, his body, I mean, the clothing is snug. It is hugging him in all of the perfect areas. And I mean, he's just kind of exposed. I didn't even think about that, but he looks impeccable, really.
Yeah. And I was originally trying to find a picture, and I could not remember, like, I knew that they were coming back from something really big, but I could not remember the date or the picture or whatever. But there's one other one where he's wearing, like, a bucket cap, like a black bucket cap, and, like, a big black face mask, and it was the same effect. I think at that time they were also trying to hide their hair color, but yeah. I could not find. So when I found this picture again, I remember when these, like, happened. So when I found it again, it was like, okay, this is perfect and amazing.
So for the one I chose, this was June 1st of 2016, which there's a lot of June dates in this. I guess they maybe travel a lot during June. But anyways, this look, he just looks so fucking bad boy. And I just love it because it's very grungy and it's very him. And I think that is just his aesthetic, really, is wearing kind of grungy clothes. So for his outfit, he has a graphic t-shirt on, which is gray. And I don't know what is really on the shirt. I can't really tell. It's like a cluster of things, but it's like a graphic tee. It might be like some sort of brand. I don't know brand, so whatever. But over that, he has a flannel shirt, and it's of course open, and it's red, black, and white, like red, black, and white checkered flannel print. And then
mostly red.
Mostly red, yeah. And he's got like black bracelets on, and then black skinny jeans on. And then he also has kind of, I don't know what kind of shoes these are. They're not tennis shoes. They're definitely nicer than that. They look like, I don't know, Kayla, you would maybe know more than me.
Expensive ass tennis shoes. You know, like from one of those expensive ass tennis shoes brands.
Yeah.
It's probably one of those.
Yeah. So they're like a little higher up on the ankle, and they're white. And on the tip, on the very front by the toes, there's just like this shiny gold. And then the tongue of the shoes have blue, like a bright blue. And what makes this outfit really is he's wearing black sunglasses, I mean dark shades, paired with a reverse white cap that is just pulling back his hair. So his whole forehead is exposed. His eyebrows are fucking daggers, like he's coming for our asses. And on the side of this baseball cap, he has an undercut. And I mean,
oh my God.
He's like fucking wrecking me with this outfit. When I came across it, I was like, holy shit. How, and I mean, by the way, one of these pictures has Taeyong in it and he's looking fine too, but all I see is Min Yoongi, which is saying
yes.
a lot. Yeah.
Yes, that is saying so much.
Yeah. But again, this, he just looks so comfy. He also has his earbuds in, so you can see he almost wears his earbuds as if like it's an accessory. And he's got his hand in his pocket and he's got his backpack on one shoulder. Like, he's just so fucking cool. Just strolling through the airport. Like, it's lethal. This whole
outfit. Why is he so fucking cool?
I just love it so much. He really is just too cool.
I love how you pointed out the white backwards cap, because like Yoongi in a backwards cap will forever, like, that is ultimate and supreme, like the best thing you can see in your life. So
really,
really, god damn it, what an amazing choice by you. That's a great outfit.
That one just popped up. I was like, holy shit, this one, I've never seen it before.
Okay, so up next is Hoseok, J-Hope.
God.
So I had a really difficult time, because you chose your outfit first, and your outfit by far, I feel like, is the most iconic.
Okay, but that
J-Hope.
Was the very first outfit I put in for any of the members. I was like, yeah, this is what I'm doing for J-Hope.
One of us was going to have to do it. So
of
I'm
course.
Glad, like, so I was trying to find something that was like along those like crazy goofy lines, you know, where he like really pushes the envelope. But I didn't end up actually doing that, just because I felt like I had to be true to myself and like what really grabbed me, like what look really made me be like, oh, god damn. So this look is from November 14th of 2017. And this is when they are leaving for the AMAs. So this may not be as well known of a look, I feel like, but I'm so in love. With this outfit, first of all, he has red hair, but all you can see is just like a little bit peeking through, because on his head he's wearing this tight black beanie that is like sticking up at the back, because it's not like on his head all the way or folded over, you know, like how he likes to wear them. And I normally would like think that that looked so ugly on anyone.
Like, no, I couldn't. If I was wearing my beanie like this,
I would look so fucking ugly.
My friends would be like, what are you doing? Yeah.
Yes. If I saw someone out like this, I'd be like, put it like that looks so bad. But he fucking pulls it off, and like it's so easy for him to do it. On top of this, he's wearing these like perfectly circular, almost like rose colored sunglasses. Like the color of the lens is this rosy reddish, like pinkish color. And he has them sitting on his head in such a way where they are slid down his nose. So he's kind of like looking through the top part of them, not like the whole thing. And his beanie is also down far enough that with his sunglasses and his beanie, it makes his ears come out. And so his ears are like folded out
over
a little bit. It is just the best fucking thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, and I've only just talked about his head. Like, that's not...
I love the red seeping through, like off just to the side in front of his ear. You can see just a little bit of his red hair, and it looks amazing against his skin.
God damn. And so on his body, he's wearing all black underneath. So he has like some sort of just plain black shirt. And then he's wearing like these black jogger, like exercise pants that go all the way down to his ankle, and they are tucked into some probably Gucci socks because they have like a green stripe and a red stripe, but mm-hmm. they are like ankle socks, and then probably some Gucci tennis shoes just to fit with the socks, I'm sure. And then on his body, over this black ensemble, he has this huge art piece of a coat. Like, yes. It is, it looks so soft and huge. Like, I mean, okay, so it's this big brown coat with, and it's kind of, it has like a big collar that goes all the way, it kind of disappears into the bottom of the coat, like the fold just kind of goes away, and mm-hmm. it has these huge oversized pockets, like pockets the size of a medium-sized purse, like yeah. huge, two pockets, both like one on the right side, one on the left side, and it just like looks cozy and comfortable, but it's also super oversized and it's just high fashion. I'm sure that it's like from a big fashion design company.
Oh, yeah.
But
it looks like it's been on the runway.
Yes. I mean, and the way that he wears it, like the items that he paired it with, it just looks so chill, but also classy and high fashion and mm-hmm. take me serious. Like, I just fucking love it. With all of this, he's wearing like a black crossbody bag that he kind of has like either on his shoulder or like buckled across his body. It's just damn.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
I would have never thought to pair this kind of coat with rose-colored glasses and a black beanie. And also these Gucci socks that he has tucked into like these jogger pants. I mean, this is what I have to say about BTS fashion really in general. Is anything that you could like ever imagine pairing together, you would be like, no, I would never match those together. But BTS will do it and pull it off in a way that it's almost like, should I be wearing this? You know, like they're really just trendsetters. They just explore fashion, especially J-Hope. He is so exotic in his article choices that I'm like, wow. You look fabulous, but I could never do that. I could never wear that.
Never. I just think, like, something else that I have to bring up about this outfit is that his lines are really good. Like, I'm just looking at this one picture on the, it's on the right in this document, but mm-hmm. the way that the crossbody bag is going across his body, it's like giving him a waist in mm-hmm. this oversized coat. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's making it flare out. It's making you like, it's drawing your eye. And along with like just the shape of like the hat and like his thin legs, because his like these joggers are just like skin tight, like it just looks so aesthetically pleasing. It's just mm-hmm. a good put together outfit and I love it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So the outfit I chose for J-Hope is when they arrived in LA. On May 14th, 2018. And this is, I will say, an iconic look for him. And I feel that when he picked out this outfit, he knew that it was a showstopper. I think he felt confident in it. He's like, yeah, this is totally out there and wild, but I'm gonna fucking work it. And he did. Mm-hmm. So this is the outfit where, God, I just love him.
I love this so much.
It's the outfit where he's wearing this long sleeve dress shirt, but it's probably 3 to 4 sizes larger than what I think his size might be if it were to fit like a normal dress shirt would. Mm-hmm. So it's super baggy and he's got it buttoned up, but he's maybe got like one button at the top, you know, unbuttoned. And it's just very baggy. It's a light blue vertically striped shirt. So it's like mostly this kind of baby blue color paired mm-hmm. with white and white buttons going down. And it's tucked into the front into these, I don't even know, light blue sweatpants, but they also look like jeans. It's just yeah. a very exotic pant color. And there's kind of splatches of almost kind of like tie-dye blue in it. Just on like one side of the leg, really. And the shoes he's wearing are bright blue, sneakers, tennis shoes with this green stripe going down them. And like the sole of the shoe is white.
Mm-hmm.
And what makes this outfit is he decided to pair this whole outfit with this clear bag, like this massive clear bag that you can just see what he's carrying in it. And on it also, he has like a rainbow colored sun. I think it's like a sun, and it's just like happy and smiling. And he's just throwing peace signs, and he's got these massive kind of chunky circular white glasses, sunglasses on.
Amazing.
And then on top of that, he's exposing his forehead to all of us with a thick black headband that I'm not sure what brand it is, but it's pulling back his kind of reddish brownish hair that is also parted. So it's like he's got the headband, but it's still parted beyond the headband. So it's like parted over it, and it looks great. And it's just the most bizarre kind of outfit, but he works it. And I think it not only sums up his style, but also it matches his perfect personality. Like this sunshine and hope and happiness. And you just see that when he's wearing it. And he looks so confident wearing it too. He just looks super happy and like, yeah, like this is going to be a good day kind of mood.
I love this outfit. Like these, honestly, the giant like clear tote bag, like makes this, it makes the whole outfit.
It like, does. Yeah.
Without it, it's just two pieces of blue clothing that don't match.
Three but with pieces it, of blue clothing. I mean, three his shoes pieces. Are blue too.
Okay, but yeah. The blue on the shoes match like the blue stains on the pants.
Yeah. But yeah. It's all very just one blob of just different shades of blue. But then you've got the clear bag, which, I mean, distracts you a little bit from it. But then he's got these white sunglasses and that black headband. And honestly, no one, if anyone wore this in public, you would think, like, what the hell is this person doing?
What the fuck? Yes.
Yeah, it's very loud. It pops. And it's, you can't look away from it. But it's also so perfect for him. And he definitely flaunts it very well. I think this is like, this is, I think, one of the most iconic airport fashions he's ever had.
For sure. Can we just agree? Can we just say, I feel like I've said this before, like Hosok is like, he's one of those style icons like Rihanna. Like Rihanna, I always say, she can wear anything. Mm-hmm. She put like bags, like she had shoes with plastic bags over them. She like wore like a full body, like Swarovski crystal suit that even went over her head. Like she can wear fucking anything and pull it off. And that's Hosok. Like he could be wearing a garbage bag with this clear tote and these sunglasses. And it'd be like, yep, this is an outfit. Like,
yeah, it's very eccentric. And he's always wearing kind of bright colors. And it's always these really bold combinations. So, yeah, definitely. Definitely. And he gets away with it for sure.
Hell yeah.
But he's also like luxury. I don't even know. Like he's just.
He's. He's eclectic and he's also luxury. Like both of our pictures show that.
Yes.
Okay. So next we're going to talk about Park Jimin. This is when this episode gets really fucking hard. Like at the point when we get to our biases, because. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh my fucking God. Okay. So this look is. From May 12th, 2017, which is my sister's birthday. I just have to say it because I said mine. So it was really, really hard to choose at first, to choose an outfit. I could not choose between like all the boyish styles he's done or like the elegant, like that fucking blue pea coat, or like every single time he was at the airport during the danger era. Like, how do you choose between, right?
Yeah.
So I ultimately chose this look, which is sexy as fuck. So he is wearing this light blue. It's like blue and white striped, but from a distance, it just looks like it's light blue because the stripes are so thin. It's like a button down long sleeve shirt. He has like the top two buttons unbuttoned, And with it, he's wearing just like simple, like black slacks with like a black belt, shirt tucked in, and then like black dress shoes. But like, it sounds so simple, but paired with like these amazing sunglasses, which these sunglasses were actually my inspiration. And like this look was like one look that inspired me for my outfit to wear to the concert. But like these sunglasses are like big, black, thin, square sunglasses that have just like a slight curve around the bottom of them. And he has like this amazing hair at this time. It's like that light brown, almost like ashy brown hair color. And it's like parted kind of in the middle, but it's really voluminous and like it's flipping all over the place. It's amazing. And also like his jawline and his tan.
Fucking jawline in this and his tan, his glow. And his tan. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's contributing like, a lot to this outfit.
What really makes this outfit is just like his glow and his fucking confidence with this shirt and with this hair and with these sunglasses and his fucking earrings and his perfect like pink lips. And like, I mean, he looks so expensive. He looks so sexy. Like in every single picture that you see, like
he's so like chic and cool.
Chic. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And this really like kind of, I say, kind of encompasses an idea of his style, which is like quite often like tight pants and then like a looser shirt up top with it tucked in. Mm-hmm. And that can go between like being casual or dressy or whatever, but this is kind of that version. And it just, in this moment with this outfit and how he was looking at that time, he just looks so fucking amazing.
He does. And what it is about this outfit, I think, is it is edgy, even though it's very kind of fancy and very well put together, because it's a very nice dress shirt tucked into very nice black slacks with a belt, and he looks very put together, but that like one button that is open on his chest and that silver earring and those square shades adds that edge that is so iconic to Jimin, and it's all very well fitted, so that kind of that fit to his kind of I don't know, athletic body. I mean, his body, my God. I mean, he's He just looks so cool and sleek.
Can I just say, I feel like what it is that he looks unapproachable in these pictures.
Oh, yeah. I would fucking never. Like, I would never. He is 10,000 leagues out of mine.
Yes. It does not matter where you are. When you see this person walk by, you cannot fucking talk to them. Like, like he just looks like... No, there's no fucking way. Like that, I think that is what makes this so sexy and supremely.
Like if you came up to him and tried to talk to him, he looked like he would just like look at you and then look away and just walk, walk away. Like, okay, bye, bitch. Yeah. But he's not like that at all, of course. But no. Yeah, I totally understand.
The appeal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Damn. Okay, let's hear about your look.
Okay, so the look I have, I could not find it. I tried to find where this is from, but I think it's probably one of the most well-known airport fashions for Jimin. Kayla, you can try to look it up while I describe it, but I really cannot find it. So this look, I'm just going to describe it. I think it's around the end of 2016, maybe early 2017, because he has that silver hair. So it's definitely blood, sweat, and tears kind of era going on here. But, man, this outfit. So he's got those square black shades on. I mean, he loves this style of sunglasses. I think, like, this is really just his favorite, and he wears them a lot. But he's wearing this black, I guess, I think it's probably long sleeve turtleneck, and it's just like a black turtleneck sweater. But over it, he has this light blue jean denim jacket. And the collar and the like outer part of the sleeves of the jacket are a darker denim. So it's mm-hmm. this combo of light and dark denim. And normally he has his shirt tucked in, but this one he's got out because I think the turtleneck sweater is already pretty tight on him. And then he's got these denim jeans, and they're just slightly darker than the jacket. They're probably a good mixture between the light and the dark that's happening in the jacket, so it pairs really well. And these jeans kind of have these really small slits in them. I mean, tiny, tiny slits, just by the knee, maybe a little above the knee. And they are tucked into these black combat boots, which, holy shit, they look so good. And then he also has this fringed black bag that he's wearing, and it's across his body. He's wearing it across his body. And let me just say, I don't know what it is, but he gives off like James Dean greaser vibes, mm-hmm. but with a little less leather and a little more denim. And he just really works the denim. He looks really good, and it's fucking dangerous. I don't know what to say. Like, especially those combat boots. I don't know what it is about that, but it's just so boyfriend. It's also really bad boy. And I think it's just a very iconic look for him. I mean, all of the materials of his clothing just hug him and frame his body perfectly. Mm-hmm. And I think Jimin is known for wearing just these perfectly fitted outfits. And this is one of them.
Yes.
And his hair. Oh my God, the fucking silver hair.
His fucking hair.
It's, I mean, in one of these pictures, he's just going to run his fingers through it like he always does. I mean, unapproachable. Like, I would
unapproachable. Never. That's like what it is, too. I think that's the vibe that, goddamn. So I'm trying to find where this is from. And so I'm just looking at more pictures of this. And
I can't find it. I have no idea where it's from.
Fucking incredible. Like, how unapproachable as fuck. Yeah.
I mean, I really thought that this is one of his best looks, that I even texted Kayla and I said, hey, if you want this one, you can take it because he's your bias. But this one is, you have to talk about it.
I do love this one. If you hadn't done that, I might have done it. But I just, I'm glad that you did, because it is. Mm-hmm. And it also kind of describes a lot of the looks that he does in general. Like, he tends mm-hmm. to wear a lot of denim. Sometimes he'll wear like blue denim on top and black jeans on the bottom, or like a leather jacket up top and like denim on the bottom. But
he likes
like,
his jackets.
Like, he yeah. likes his jackets. And I mean, like you said, they're fucking fitted to him, and it mm-hmm. looks just incredible. Yeah. So I don't know. This picture might be sometime during like the month of June in 2017. I found one picture that was related to like a date in June, but when I searched for that date for pictures from it, I couldn't find it. So maybe around that time.
Well, we'll post it. We'll let you all know what it looks like.
Okay, so let's talk about Kim Taeyong and his fashion and his airport fashion, because I think that his is also one of the most like iconic. Like, the airport is when Taeyong, I feel like he also likes to experiment sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So my look is from when BTS was arriving in LA for the AMAs, which was November 14th, 2017 again. So this wasn't hard for me to find this picture or choose it, because Bethany had already sent me about 8,000 Kim Taeyong airport pics prior to me even having the chance to search on my own. So, but like once I saw this one, I was glad that you didn't pick it, because I was like, yep, that's the one. I feel like through the process of choosing these pictures, like choosing them is really like choosing a bias. Like, for me.
Oh, yeah, really? It was so difficult.
Yeah, but then one, like you come across one and it just fucking gets you. You're like, yep, that's the one. It's over. So this one is that for me, for Taeyong. So with this outfit, first of all, he has this like fucking straight down silver, like gray hair. It is
his natural hair. it's so, it can be so straight and almost kind of flat, but it's that like dark gray that he has from DNA, and oh, it's just so fluffy. God. It's so freaking fluffy.
It is so fucking amazing. Sorry. Well, first of all, just like with this hair, he just already looks like an anime character. Like just natural and cool, and like it's kind of, his bangs are kind of covering his eyes, so it's kind of giving like a little bit of like that mystery kind of feeling. So on his body, he's wearing like some sort of really low necked, like scoop neck black shirt, because we can see like all of his fucking collarbone and some of like his chest, even with how low.
Yeah, we get a little bit of a chest break, just a little, but all collarbones because they're screaming at you.
And sitting right between his collarbones is this like green pendant necklace, which
I think it's Gucci.
Oh, I'm sure it is. And it really pops because with this outfit, he has like a lot of red. So the green just stands out. Over this like scoop neck black shirt, he has this big sweater. And I'm going to try to describe this sweater, but it's going to be, it's not as good. You're just going to have to look at a picture. It's a oversized style cardigan with like some buttons starting in kind of the middle. And he has the top like 3 buttons out of 5 buttons buttoned. And it has 2 big pockets on the front that are, I don't know. In one of the pictures, he has his hand in it, and you can see that the sleeve is kind of bunched up around his wrist. Like the sleeves are a little bit long or supposed to be a little baggy, but this is nowhere near as oversized as like Jin's hoodie was. It's just like a little bit big.
Yeah, like maybe one size larger than what he would
or it's just like made to be oversized.
It could be made to, obviously.
So this cardigan has a lot of colors on it. A lot of it is kind of, like reds and blues and grays, maybe not blues, but it kind of, it's just like a ton of multicolored woven, together, which overall gives kind of like a red splotchy gray white look. There's also patches of more true red knitting. There's patches that seem more gray. And there's like 2 really big patches, one all the way down his left arm and one kind of on his left shoulder and going down the front of him that are mostly yellow. Mm. But still, like this thread has a lot of multicolored, like other colors, but it's like predominantly these colors. So it's a really interesting.
Yeah. It's very abstract.
Very abstract. He's also carrying like a tannish, grayish color, just a bag. I don't know what brand it is because I can't tell. But around the handle of this bag, he has a Burberry scarf, which is like one of those black, red, white, and tan ones. So he kind of has that as an additional accessory. And then he's wearing these, of course, loose black pants, like long, loose black pants. And then just like some simple, and then just like some simple black tennis shoes. But really like the star of this outfit is his big wide shoulders in this cardigan, along with seeing his massive fucking collarbones and like his anime look with like the rest of his like oversized, but still looks really good on him outfit. It's just wonderful. It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember when they landed in LA because I was so excited for the American Music Awards because this was their first time performing live on American television. So when they landed, I was on social media and I just saw all these pictures and videos of them walking through the airport. And I saw that this was the outfit he was wearing. And I was like, oh my God, he looks amazing. He looks just absolutely perfect. Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you chose this one.
Me too.
So this was pretty much impossible for me to choose. I really wanted to find an outfit that kind of compiled everything Taeyong. So, you know, loafers, glasses, berets, ties, wildly printed shirts, loose black slacks, and of course Gucci. But there was no outfit that compiled all of that together. So I had to choose one. So I decided on just going with a very all Gucci outfit because he is nicknamed Gucci Boy. So this one outfit, this is absolutely one of my favorites. I can't pick a favorite, obviously, but this is from June 14th, 2017, and which maybe look up that date for Jimin. Well, no, I can't imagine it'd be, maybe look that up for Jimin, okay, for the one that I chose. Maybe that was around the same time that Jimin wore the outfit that I chose. Okay. But anyways, this is when they left for Japan from the Incheon airport. And to me, he just looks like a rich, fancy boy who's like a son of some wealthy CEO. Like, that's really what he looks like. But in this outfit, he's got like light brown hair, and it's just his natural hair. So it's just kind of very fluffy and straight and very anime character looking. But he's wearing this long sleeved Gucci shirt that is printed with these beautiful wild flowers. So it's behind a black kind of canvas, and then there's just this very light, almost evergreen and pink color from the flowers showing through. And it's very subtle. Like, this print is, I mean, for being as loud as it is, it's also kind of subtle with how it looks. But the collar of his shirt is like just straight black, and then the cuffs of the shirt flare out, mm-hmm, and they're also just like this thick, I guess, line of fabric of this black fabric, and it just looks really good. This shirt is beautiful. I really love it, and it's long sleeved, and it's tucked into these black slacks that are actually a little bit tighter, I would say, than normal for him in terms of like his legs and around his ankles. Mm-hmm. But of course, up top, it's very loose. and he's got a belt on too. Mm-hmm. And he's carrying this, I mean, totally iconic bag that he has taken this bag so many times every time he's traveled to the airport. I mean, it's like, he doesn't use it as much now as he used to in the past. Like last year, he used it a lot, but it's that Gucci bag with the red snake on it. And then he's also wearing these Gucci loafers. I mean, he's really just dressed in Gucci head to toe, including his sunglasses. But the loafers, of course, are like very thin, no heel to them. Slide-ons, they like easily slip off. I mean, you see Taeyong like lose his shoes all the time because they have like absolutely no support really, but they're like so sleek and sexy. But these are black, and they have the green and red Gucci lines on them. So the last part of this outfit, which I love that he's wearing these in this one, are those yellow lensed glasses, like sunglasses basically. Mm-hmm. And they're rimmed with a thick lining of black. And he just loves these glasses. I think to this day, he still wears them. You'll see them pop up every now and then. But there's one picture where he's leaning his head back and just exposing his thick-ass neck. And he's just soaking it in. Like, I think he just feels comfortable in this kind of outfit. Which I feel like most people, they'd be like, wow, I look so fancy and high class, but to him this is just everyday life, and he just rocks it. Expensive. Stunning.
He's like, this is the clothes my body was made for.
I mean, but it's so artistic too. He's so artistic, mm-hmm, and his style is very artistic too. I really wanted to do that outfit where he's wearing that purple sweater with that art piece, mm-hmm, on it, but I chose not to do it. That crew neck sweater, even though that was cute as fuck. this was really hard for me, but I think this really sums him up perfectly.
I agree. I love this outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's talk about Jungkook. So the picture that I chose from him, like his airport look, is from May 19th of 2017. So this must have been around one of those award shows. Honestly, I really tried to find like a more out of the box outfit to choose as my favorite for him, because like it's rare when he does dress out of his like normal comfort zone. Mm-hmm. But
he has a very simple
style. He has a very straightforward style.
Or predictable style, I guess you could say.
Yeah. But once I saw these pictures, this simple yet expensive ensemble really drew me in. So I found like an article with these pictures, which is how I found the date of them, and the article was like a Korea Boo article or something, but it mentioned that mm-hmm. the jeans that he's wearing in this outfit, they are black jeans. He is wearing them with just a regular black t-shirt tucked in. The t-shirt is very tight. The jeans are very tight. He has a thin black belt on, and these jeans are like kind of ripped at the knee a little bit, and they are $690 Saint Laurent jeans. In these jeans, he is packing. Like, everything on him
is there.
Like, mm-hmm. super thick, super just attractive and sexy. And at the bottom of these jeans, he has these, like, no tie, no lace, black boots on. Like, you can't see anything on them, but they go up, like, past his ankle a little bit. And it just looks mm-hmm. so fucking good. And paired with this outfit, on top of this tight black t-shirt, he's wearing a black leather jacket, and he has a black camera bag and a black baseball hat.
Yeah, no, I love that you chose this outfit because he's dressed in black head to toe, which is very much his style. And I think of all of the members, I think Jungkook has the most casual, kind of practical style. And it's just very laid back and predictable in a way. So I'm glad you chose it because I really do love that he wears so much black. Definitely his style lies along the same as Min Yoongi and Jimin with that like more form-fitting kind of outfits, which I appreciate because his thighs, my God.
Yes, the form-fitting. Thank God.
Yeah, so the outfit that I chose from him is different because I wanted different, and because his outfits, like I said, are very predictable and they all kind of fall along the same lines and in the same category. So on August 12th of 2016, he flew from Gimpo Airport, which first off, all I have to say is I do love the emo goth child inside of Jungkook. But I also think he looks so damn fine in the color yellow. Mm-hmm. He looks so good in yellow. And I honestly wish that he would wear it more. But the outfit that I chose, so he's wearing just like, you know, a typical mask that they usually wear to the airport. He's got his chocolate brown hair and his normal kind of bowl haircut going on where he isn't showing his forehead. Yeah, very cute. Classic Jungkook. So he's got this quarter-length sleeved t-shirt on, and it's a baseball tee. So it's just the sleeves and the collar are yellow, and it's like a bright mustard yellow, mm-hmm. and then it's white beneath that. God. So he typically will either wear black or just an oversized white t-shirt, but he kind of went out of his comfort zone here with the baseball tee.
I love a man in a baseball tee. Like,
oh,
I
yeah. feel like your shoulders,
your shoulders, and it also like frames the chest. It just looks amazing. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he chose to wear this and it's like bright yellow, it really makes just like the whole idea of the baseball tee stand out. Amazing. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what brand this baseball tee is, but there's a definite brand on it. Like on the back, it's just the signature of this brand mm-hmm. and a copyright sign. But this baseball tee, it's tucked inside these blue jeans, and he's wearing a thick black belt on. And these jeans are tight, of course, and there's rips right at the knee and then a few rips in between. And his shoes are these high-top kind of black Converse-like shoes. I don't know if they actually are mm-hmm. Converse, but that same kind of style. And to me, the whole t-shirt tucked inside of jeans is a very typical iconic look for Jungkook, but we don't get it very often. Mm-hmm. But you know, I think he knows, or I'm almost positive he knows, that he looks very sexy and good whenever he tucks a shirt into his jeans, because his waistline is so small and his shoulders are so broad. And his thighs are so thick. Like, God.
Especially now. Like, but, these pictures are from 2016. Yeah. Like, if he wore this outfit mm-hmm. now, holy shit. Ugh.
Which brings me to my next point. Oh, because there's a V Live that Namjoon did.
Yes.
I think it was for, like, his tier review. Or maybe somewhere along those lines. Or maybe even her. But Jungkook comes in and crashes it, and I swear to God, he needs to wear this outfit again. I'm so mad that it was not an airport fashion, because he's wearing a mustard yellow shirt, and it's like a long sleeve dress shirt, and it's buttoned up all the way, but it's tucked into these blue jeans with a belt, and he looks so hot.
I mean, about this
so
look.
Good. Do you see it? I put it in the doc, because yes. I'm like, I am mad that he has not worn this to the airport.
Good.
But long story short, Jungkook looks really good in the color yellow. I mean, come on, that yellow suit and idol, like, we stan, right?
Yes, we do. He does need to wear yellow more often. I'm so glad that you found this outfit yeah. and that you chose it, because it is, like, it's so rare to see him in something like this, and he looks so good.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, we got to everyone. We talked about two different airport fashions for all of them. So hopefully this is what you guys were wanting for a airport fashion episode. It was hard for us to kind of get deep into their fashion style specifically, because their styles can be a little bit diverse. But maybe down the road we can do another just fashion style specific episode, which I think would be really interesting to dive deep into their unique styles.
Yeah, I think so too. I think for sure sometime mm-hmm. down the road we can try to do something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I really enjoyed doing this. This was a lot of fun to find this and to find these pictures and to do this research. So thank you guys mm-hmm. for getting us to 200 reviews on iTunes. So that way...
Yeah, and that was amazing that you guys did that. And thank you so much for voting on this topic and just being active with us.
Yeah. So thanks for being here. We're so glad that you were here and that you listened. We super appreciate it. If you want to reach out to us and let us know what you thought about this episode, if you had any other like airport fashion looks in mind that we didn't talk about, if you just want to talk to us about anything with BTS, you can do that by emailing us at our Gmail. You can follow us and DM us on Twitter. You can follow us and DM us on Instagram, Facebook. We're everywhere. We want to talk with you. We want to connect with you. So you can find links for all of those things, as well as our PayPal and our Patreon, in the description.
In the description. Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.